Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I am exhausted from this 3-day work week. I am so glad it is Friday today.
Shut up, Jeremy.
I am beat. I need a couple days off. Oh, man. I need to go relax a little bit. Whew. You guys happy it's Friday, too?
You are coming in hot today, sir.
Man, I just, what a week it has been. I have put in my time.
I don't know. I don't think I'd like a day to sleep in, and then you have to get right back to waking up early, and then you're like, that would mess
that's
me
tough.
Up.
That we'll talk about that later in the show. I made a note about that
particular
situation, but man.
Good.
I'm glad it is Friday for sure. And it's going to be a special day for us. It's our first visit for our Slice Slice Baby, where you can register your business at mix100.com, and we will get in there and grab a business each and every week and deliver some delicious pizza to you guys.
Yeah.
Come by, say hi, get some pictures, shoot some video, and have a slice together.
Pizza party.
It's a pizza party. Yes. We're like Ninja Turtles. Today we're going to go visit Austin and the Greenwood Police Department,
Greenwood
Village, thank you.
Yep. So
and I'm hoping to get tased. I want him to tase me right in the face today.
We already checked. I don't think he can do that.
Yeah, I signed a waiver beforehand. It'll be
fine. We'll just have to have you break the law, and then they can tase you.
Yeah, I'm
going to
smuggle some cocaine in today.
No.
And
don't go to prison.
Hopefully the canine unit is there.
No.
And they can chase me down and then tase me right in the face.
We
and then we'll have pizza.
We don't want you to catch a charge and spend time.
Nah.
Like, we just want you to, you know.
I'm just kidding.
Up a little.
I left all my cocaine at home today. I can't do that. I left it at home, you guys. Did you see the rain and the lightning and the thunder and all that last night?
That
was stupid, huh?
Intense. No, it was beautiful. The fact that the lightning lit up the sky the way it did, and not like a light went on and off like normally happens. It was the, you know, lightning bolts that actually come from top of the sky to the bottom. And when it happened, the entire sky was filled with like 20 to 30 bolts. It was insane.
It is beautiful.
It is. Yeah, especially with the mountain back. Background, like, it's just so pretty. And I was driving home from Arapahoe last night, going eastbound or westbound rather.
Make up your mind.
Sorry, I was coming from the east, going to the west. But you can see the mountains, and you can see the whole sky. And it like stopped me in my tracks. I was supposed to stop and get gas, but I was terrified.
aspect to it where it is so beautiful in the power of nature, and you're watching it all go down, and then you're like, I am scared to death.
I know.
Now.
I won't mess with that, but it is pretty.
And then it instantly reverts me back to being a kid and my dad, who's the, you know, career fire chief. Don't hang out underneath trees.
Right.
No. Don't get under a tree.
Don't take a shower while it's lightning. Why?
I shower all the time in
through
lightning.
And, yeah.
It's beautiful.
No,
we got a skylight in the bathroom.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's like a strobe. It's like I'm at the club.
But there are so many of those like old wife tale things where you wonder if they're true.
Is
like,
that tree one
I
true?
I don't get
the tree one's pretty true.
I don't think so.
I don't think you want to be outside when the lightning is going off like that.
No.
No, you don't want to be outside like holding a fishing pole up in the air or anything like that.
Definitely.
Just outside.
But if you're in a forest, I mean, there's a bazillion trees. Where else are you going to go?
Yeah.
I'm going to go under a tree.
Well, I think you're
what
safer
are
under the tree, aren't you? No.
I think you're going to get. I've seen some videos. I don't think you want to stand under a tree.
No,
but
no,
it's usually like a tree, like in a trailer park or something.
Yeah, you're right.
Like if you're in a forest, you're fine.
Probably.
There's way more trees to choose from.
Because the forest is fancy? Like, what do you mean?
No, there's
like,
no. It's going to hit other trees.
Lightning hates trailer parks.
No,
it's like tornadoes.
I think it's just attracted to them, actually. Lightning loves it.
Is that what it is?
Because of all the structures that some of them are metal, I think. I think that's why lightning likes trailer parks.
Okay.
But you don't want to mess around with it. That's for sure. For sure. But
scary.
The shower thing, I want to know if that's true or not, or if that's just what they
see. I think it's kind of romantic.
I think
there?
Parents just wanted to save water, and that's one way they can do it.
Oh, how I wish you guys could have been in the studio with us for the past 5 minutes or so and what we were talking about. I think I'll give you one little taste of it. One big takeaway is when Katie said if she ever has a man move in with her that she's going to have to go to a gas station to use the restroom do it at the house.
The station here because I live close to the station.
People don't want you
here.
I want you at a gas station.
I would just come here. Why would I bother going to a place of business when I could just come here.
Listen, the ladies here don't want you in our restroom.
Yeah. It's fine.
And apparently the man at your place doesn't want you in the restroom. But is everything okay with your bowels?
No,
like, are you?
I just made the point. If I ever moved in with somebody, because my bathroom in my apartment is right next to my bedroom.
And you tear it up, apparently.
Then, well, God, it's just me in there. Everybody loves their own brand, right?
The only thing I'm envisioning is, what is his name? Jeff Daniels, Dumb and Dumber, like on the toilet. Feet up in the air. That's the only thing I envisioned when you said, I'm going to have to leave the apartment.
I saw the white chick scene where...
There's just no privacy. So I would have to come here and do my business and then go back.
Listen, I know I can see the way you eat. I see your pictures.
What
I see your cheese pole pictures. Okay. And I envision a cheese pole coming out of you.
I don't post pictures of the fiber, okay? Like, that's not fun and sexy. So I get plenty of
nutrients. I wish you would.
It's fine. I know. Would that give you a little bit?
Because you're starting to develop a persona here. Yeah. Like, maybe post a salad every now and then.
Everything you eat, girl.
Post some cauliflower every now and then. Right?
Every now and then. Throw some veggies in the pics. Okay.
Your poor future boyfriend. Oh, poor guy. What do we have going on? We're going to get to sports here in just a second. I do want to tell you, though, that they are saying this weekend is going to be a cluster you-know-what downtown. Some really big things going on. First of all, the Denver Fan Expo is going on, which is the biggest pop culture celebration in Denver. And we're going to be down there. We're going to head down on Saturday for a little bit. So that's going on. The Morgan Wallen concert is going to be going on.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Outside Days Festival is happening at Auraria.
Yes.
So that'll be a big old cluster. And then on top of it all, Giants versus Rockies, right? So Coors Field will be hopping this weekend as well.
Yeah.
What a time to be like a Denver PD or Denver paramedic, Denver firefighter, just keeping track of all the nonsense going on this weekend.
So
it's
going to
be a lot.
Things going on. I mean,
lot.
You just mentioned that Outside Days. I forgot. That's like Death Cab for Cutie, Cagey Elephant.
Yeah.
My Morning Jacket, right?
Yeah.
Flaming Lips.
That's going to be a great show. So you're right. Busy, busy, busy.
Busy,
downtown.
Busy. So if you want to get out of town, I do want to remind you that out in Fruita, it is Mike the Headless Chicken Festival going on this weekend as well.
I've been to that. Have y'all been?
Have you really?
I have not. Oh, yeah. We made the pilgrimage, though, when we head out to see Nicole's dad out of state to Fruita just to get a picture with the statue of Mike the Headless Chicken. But we've never been to the big festival. It's quite the thing, isn't it?
I emceed it a few times, and it is hilarious. Like, that guy in the chicken costume, he's a good time. Tell you what, head or not, he's a good time.
Running around like a chicken with his head cut off?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, if you ever get the chance, Mike the Headless Chicken Festival is worth the trek over to the Western Slope.
A ton of live music out there, a 5K race, a car show, food, merchandise, games, a peep eating and wing eating contest.
Oh, it is fun.
It sounds like an awesome time.
So I used to
live. But you got to go to Fruita.
Well, I used to live in Fruita. It is worth it. Like, you need to go there. It's gorgeous.
It's a cute little town.
Gorgeous.
We stopped there to get Einstein breakfast sandwiches our way out to see Nick. That's our stop, is in Fruita.
Einstein's.
It's a solid Einstein's. Nice, clean bathroom. Get a breakfast sandwich, and back on the road you go.
There you go. Off the interstate.
Josh, what you got for sports this morning?
Well, this is one of the wild sports stories that only happens. I feel like this can only happen in sports. A couple of folks went out to the Arizona Diamondbacks game on Tuesday, okay? And they ended up showing up, and they pull out their tickets, and like, we're ready for the game. And the guy scans the tickets, and he goes, hey, I am so sorry. These are for tomorrow night's game. And so they're like, oh, shoot. Well, it's not a sellout or anything. Let's just buy some cheap tickets, okay? So they buy cheap tickets. They throw these folks out in the outfield, and they're ready to sit down and watch the game. And then all of a sudden, Willie Adames jacks a shot, and it goes right to them, okay? They're like,
they hit a home run ball.
We weren't even supposed to be at this game. We caught the ball. That's exciting. Obviously, it's a really cool feeling, rush of adrenaline, all that good stuff. And then the next night, they have the tickets. They're like, hey, let's go to the game again, okay?
Yeah.
Those tickets end up being one row behind the seats they got the night before, okay? They're sitting in virtually the exact same spot. And wouldn't you know what happens? Willie Adames.
The same player.
Same player comes up to bat, jacks another shot. It goes directly to the same folks a row behind the seats that they were at the night before.
Yes!
There you go.
That's
the right sound. That never happens anywhere else.
No. Catching a home run ball is like
exhilarating enough
for most
I've never
people.
Done that.
I've never done that.
I've been to
so,
hundreds and hundreds of Rockies games, games around the nation, really. Never got a pop fly or a home run ball. These two folks, what did they do? They got two back to back nights.
Odds.
Man, they it's one of those lottery tickets.
Seriously,
really,
just one of those cool sports stories that I love to see that doesn't happen really anywhere else around the world.
You guys. Bring a glove to the baseball game when you go?
Some people do.
When I was young, I did.
Like an idiot?
I feel like I'm 30 years old. I feel
you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
You look like an idiot.
I will say he did bring a glove. He caught two, though.
Don't bring a glove.
Just barehanded?
Just barehanded. Yeah. You're going to look like
an
man. Idiot. I'm going to bring my baseball glove to the Rockies gang.
As a kid, I think it's cute. You're like, oh, look, little Josh has his glove, but I'm 30 years old.
Yeah,
you
don't
want
to do that.
No, I wouldn't do that. I will say he did bring his glove and caught two, though, so...
I feel like I just want to walk around town with a glove on just for the heck of it.
Just
like,
in case?
We should do that. Like, go to Park Meadows and just walk around with a baseball glove on. Yeah, just in case. Got a lot of pop flies, just in case.
We should.
I'm
make
down.
A video
trying
of
to
it.
Pump gas with a baseball glove on.
And then we should pretend like we are catching the ball and be like,
oh,
there it
yes.
is, right in front of somebody.
And have be like,
oh, this would be so much fun.
All right, I'm in. I
okay.
like that.
Video idea. Let's go.
Initiated. Follow us on Instagram. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the IG. I forgot about this. I was going to mention it as I'm watching the TV right now. If you get a chance, hop onto the socials and look up the Blue Origin rocket exploding.
Goodness.
Good lord.
Yeah.
That's a big boom. One of the biggest, I think it is the biggest rocket explosion in U.S. history. So shout out to Jeff Bezos and his team. And I think you're... Prime subscription is going to go up now.
Yeah, what does that mean? Did they fail? Like, I imagine.
Well, it didn't get off the ground. So.
Well, so it failed, right?
That's a big fail, girlfriend.
Yeah.
It exploded.
It blew up.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought.
Did it fail? Success.
I don't know if it was
boom!
To, right? Like, I don't know if it was supposed to blow up, if that was the whole point of the mission.
Yeah,
so.
No, it was supposed to go wee up into the air. Instead, it blew up on the ground. But if you get a chance this morning, check out that video. It is nutty.
How good do you think Elon feels today?
All right. He's like, yeah, mine's better.
Yeah.
And bigger. So, Stranger Things is the most watched series of the 25-26 TV season. The average number of viewers, 30, I'll round up, 33 million viewers for Stranger Things. That's pretty good. His and Hers came in second.
I don't think I've seen that.
Don't know that. Marshall's.
Yeah.
That's a spinoff of Yellowstone.
Okay.
With that hot guy that my wife likes. Sean Combs, The Reckoning on Netflix.
I watched that.
I watched part
of that.
Landman's on there, Bridgerton.
Bridgerton.
The big takeaway is Stranger Things just dominating. But, they wrapped it up. It was a big thing.
And the finale was in the theater. Like, a lot of people were excited about that final season. So, yay.
Yes, ma'am. Congress is debating on adding a $250 bill to celebrate the United States turning 250. Why are you looking like that?
I don't know.
Who do you think's going to be on it, Katie?
You know what? No, it's not even that. It's like there are other things they could work on right now.
$250 bill? Imagine pulling that out.
That's fine.
$250 bill?
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
That's pretty neat.
How much cash do you carry? Like, seriously, I have my emergency $100 bill, and that's it. Like,
yeah.
I don't carry cash anymore. Nobody carries cash anymore. Why
this
are
one's
they
a
making
solid
new
flex,
cash?
Though.
It's not.
It's $250.
They could focus on other things right now, really, I think.
Imagine being on a date and having a guy whip a couple of those out for you, Katie. You'd be like,
where's your American Express Black Card? Because that says you have money, not a $250 bill.
What?
That's just dumb.
Anyway, they want Trump on the front of it.
Oh, sorry. Did that come out of my mouth?
What's the matter?
No, I just think it's silly, but that's just me.
It's a big bill. It's one of the biggest, frankly.
Very silly.
It should be gold. Many people have told me. Uh-huh. Sleepy Joe would get a 50-cent bill.
Yeah.
Let me give you
that's
one more
called
thing.
Called a coin, but whatever.
We'd make it a bill, though. Yeah. One of the greatest. Let me give you one more thing. I know you got a lot of local stuff, but this I got to play this audio. This woman was pulled over by a police officer. Where was this? Florida. Anyway, he pulled her over because he was insistent that she was holding her phone in her right hand, and he was mad as hell. And he pulled her over, was going to give her a ticket. Part of the problem is, though, she doesn't have a right arm. She's got, like, it's, you know, to the elbow, and that's about it.
Oh,
bless her heart. When he said hand to God, she held up her Because you had a bad day.
Officer, take the L.
Take the L and be like, you know what? That was my bad.
That was totally my bad. I'm
he
so
still
sorry.
Gave her the ticket.
He did not.
Yeah. No.
And, she fought it or something, but the good charges were dropped. They were dropped.
Good. What in the actual?
But the video is very uncomfortable to watch. She's like, really? But I like her line. Do you want to call this a day?
I know. Yeah. It's perfect, right?
Because I literally have no hand. Yeah. Bless your heart. So, anyway, what's the local thing?
Okay. Colorado making the top of some not so good lists. That's kicking it off today. First of all, the fourth most expensive place to live in the nation. And actually, when they, you know, deep booped all the information, they found out it was the third most expensive state in the country. So, all kinds of things laying into that,
we
right?
We went to breakfast yesterday, and it was $125 for breakfast.
Oh, that's too much money. Like, I don't care how many breakfast burritos you had. Like, that's a lot
of
money.
Us, yeah.
That's insane. And not only that, it's just everything. The childcare costs, when it costs to, you know, gas prices, just everything across the board is so expensive. And we knew that, but now we're finding out. The third most in the country. Mm. We're also the third most in dog bites to postal workers. What? They're going to start a month-long campaign about this, by the way, about just making sure that your dogs are, put away when postal workers are coming, that they're not accessible, that they don't bite people. Because, again, we are the third most postal workers in the state. Something
did
like
you just
that.
Have a stroke?
I don't know what happened there, but a couple lists. We're making the top up not so good. Let's move on to this one, because Denver Water, you can tell on your neighbor for overwatering. This is kind of crazy.
I got the flyer in the mail with all my dates and everything, and then there's like a link and her phone number or whatever to basically tell on your neighbors to report.
And the funny thing is, so you can go online and do it, and it's not easy to find the form in which you can snitch on your neighbor. But they have over 800 submissions, which is a lot. So they're
what
saying
a bunch
people,
of busybody Karens doing that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who has the time? Like,
don't
I can barely do the things I need to do for myself, much less go out of my way to tell on somebody else. But
Ron's
Denver,
water's been running for 45 minutes on a Sunday. That's not his date.
That's exactly it, because they say that we have certain times that we can do it. And if your neighbor is overwatering outside of those designated times, they can get a fine and you can be the cause of it. Like,
you're not
what?
Supposed to water before 6 p.m. and Ron's water came on at 5:45.
I know.
Honey, where's my iPad?
Exactly. It is kind of hilarious because, you know, we've got Denverite. They were the first to report it. But, man, over 800 submissions. People be telling on their neighbors. This
well, before all the texts come in, yes, I know we're in a drought, and I know you should be following the rules.
Yeah,
there.
But
there,
it's
we
just,
said it.
It is funny that
we understand.
They're relying on, you know.
But snitches
people.
Get stitches.
Snitches get, you know what they say, right? And you can still, like, call to report your neighbors, but this online form is really
could
catching
people's voice,
attention.
I'd like to report Ron, my next door neighbor.
It's 5:45.
He never follows rules. And his wife, I feel like, is cheating on him.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't that be funny if they just start narking on their neighbor for other things, too? And he takes out the trash in his underwear.
Yeah, the kids are on the trampoline at all hours of the night.
His dog's always pooping in my yard.
Their dogs are constantly barking. And I hate the color of his house, too. He needs to paint his house.
Tattletale line.
Snitches.
Call now. But, okay, and then one more, because we have DIA, those tunnels for the new walkways.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about this already, but it is a big deal. They've got plans to construct pedestrian walkways between all the concourses now. And DIA is saying it's going to complement the existing train system.
Mm-hmm.
Big takeaway for people. Is there's going to be another option outside of that train? Because, man, that's a pain in the butt when it's down. Holy moly. It's such a pain.
The train is down.
Yes.
I was just reading a story about this. All the conspiracy people love it because it's in those tunnels underneath the airport where they think they're hiding, like, the aliens and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's where these walkways are going to be. So they're like, hey, we might get a glimpse of UFOs now.
Well, it's the first time we're going to be allowed in those tunnels since DIA was really constructed. So, yeah,
that's
people
where
are
the
starting
aliens
to talk.
Are.
People
are.
Maybe they'll be giving us rides on those little carts, right?
Aliens are driving them?
Doubt it.
Yeah. Maybe they're the chauffeurs, you know, give them a job. What?
Y'all are crazy.
I'd get on that train.
I know you would, because you're crazy. There you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype. You're up to date on all the ridiculous stories floating around this morning with the most fun morning show in town. We are Jeremy and Katie and Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So if you got a kiddo who's trying to get out into the workforce this summer, make a little extra cash, it sounds like it might be a little bit harder this year, Katie?
Yeah, well, they're saying that fewer teens are working summer jobs, and it's both, really. It's the fact that teens have so much more on their plate now than in previous decades, right? You're talking those AP classes, club sports that go all year round. I mean, there's summer internships that they have to do before they get into college.
Yeah.
There's so many more things now that kids have to do, and adding a job on top of that is almost impossible, you know? And then you have the workforce, the businesses out there who are struggling also, some of them, especially the smaller businesses that typically hire teens, like the amusement parks, the retailers, the restaurants, right? They don't have the funds to pay these new employees. So
that's kind of a bummer.
I know. It's kind of just like the perfect bad
storm.
For this. And also, again, like the people who are out there trying to get jobs, the competition is stiff because there's only so many jobs available. So what it is, it's kind of shocking because they're saying that the projected hiring is to hit the lowest level in nearly 80 years when it comes to summer hiring. So it is a shocking number we're looking at right now. But
there's not going to be any lifeguards at the pool this summer.
I know. But again, like when I started thinking about it, I was like, oh, there's like I never had to do all the out of school stuff that they do now. So
because I know my son is doing cross country now, like 5 days a week, 6 days a week. He was just at a little event with the church last night. He's volunteering with their Summer Quest program. So that's going to take up some time.
Yeah.
On top of like the excessive working out and more running, even when he's not doing cross country. And then I'm going to pile the chores on him.
Exactly.
For sure.
You have to.
There is that.
You have to.
But you're right. Yeah. Once you hit that high school, I mean, it's a whole different world now.
It is.
For summer. If you have a student who's like driven.
You know.
It's funny. He is dying to get a job, though.
Yes.
Like he is itching to get out and make a couple bucks.
I remember when I was his age and same. I wanted to have my own money. I wanted to spend it the way I wanted to spend it. And here, when I was done with school, I checked out.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, so I didn't think about school until I went back.
Oh, we can tell.
Fall. So shut up, Jerry.
I've seen your spelling.
Uh-huh.
This might be kind of good, though, because I have my afternoons free sometimes. Maybe I'll go get one of these jobs that the teens were for the place. Maybe I'll be a lifeguard in the afternoons. Well, I can make a couple bucks during the summer.
You
can a little
take
side
your
hustle.
Shirt off and go hang out at the pool. Sir, stop splashing, sir.
No, it's going to
make
more
me
like,
get in the water.
Sir, put your third nipple away.
Don't scare the children, sir.
Actually, that might be beneficial. Nobody will drown because they don't want me and my third nipple in the pool trying to save them. Thank you so much for allowing me to have a day off yesterday. I came in this morning and was kind of perusing the text line a little bit from yesterday's show. And from what I'm gathering, I'm guessing you guys did something to the effect of, why is Jeremy out today? Text us your wrong answers.
Wrong answers only. Yay, I'm glad you picked that up.
Some of those were pretty darn funny.
It was hilarious.
Apparently, am I clumsy or something?
Many people
said I fell down.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
You fall down a lot. Yeah,
I do.
I mean, you know, you're the one
I fell down the stairs once. One time.
Jeremy's laying down somewhere because he fell down.
We just assume you're clumsy and you run into everything.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
Yeah. That's the image we get.
I got to work on that persona immediately.
Exactly,
I have my tightrope walking class today.
Don't fall.
There's multiple ones about me stepping in the dog poop out in the backyard and tracking it through the house and everything. So a lot of people said maybe I stepped in dog poop again.
We really like the one that said he's moving in with his mother-in-law.
Oddly enough, I was with my mother-in-law yesterday. Oh, Lord, help me. I think one of my favorites on there, though, was that Jeremy was getting another vasectomy. So I guess the first one didn't stick, so I had to go back in yesterday and get it redone.
It's a real man.
So, man, they had to do it twice.
Yeah. No, over the years, I've missed out on some family stuff, some kids stuff, because we are in here so early. And I was like, you know what? Not this year. I'm gonna enjoy my kiddos this year because we had a couple big moves. My son moving out of middle school into high school.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go to his continuation. And then my daughter leaving elementary school. to go into middle school. And I wanted to attend those little mini commencement ceremonies. And I did yesterday morning. And it was... I'm glad I went.
Yeah, because you can't get those back, Jeremy.
You can't.
Like, I'm glad you went, too.
Well, thank you. And it was so sweet. And yeah, I cried a couple times.
Aww.
Aww. Gee, I feel like I'm going to cry now. But no, I went. It was great. It was really special to enjoy time with the kiddos and Nick Nack and the rest of the family and my mother-in-law. So anyway, I took a little time off yesterday to enjoy real life, because you missed some of that with this show. I will say one of the highlights yesterday, though, was going to breakfast afterwards. We went to a great little place I'd never been to, and I live fairly close to, you know, a little Old Town Morrison. But they got the Cow Eatery there.
Oh,
it's a little breakfast spot that's it's a hopping joint. It's every time I drive by the Cow, the parking lot is full. And I was like, how about a random Thursday, you know, like at 10, 11. And we went up there and we got right in.
Good.
Really good breakfast. Got to rave about that. Not cheap, but great breakfast. And the highlight, though, was all of us sitting down, wondering what we're going to order. I didn't really know what my son was going to order until the waitress came over and she's taking everybody's order. And she gets to him and she's like, what would you like to have, buddy? He goes, I want the hangover omelet.
That's funny.
We all just were like, why is that so funny to hear a kid order the hangover omelet?
And he probably ordered it just so he could say hangover
omelet. No, he didn't
omelet.
Even, he doesn't even know what that is, because we all started laughing. And he's like, what? And we're like, do you even know what a hangover is? He's like, no, I have no idea. And so it led to a pretty good laugh with the waitress. And it was like, yeah, he was up late last night. He was partying at Red Rocks and tearing it up. So extra meat on that omelet.
Oh, and a shot of whiskey. Hair of the dog, okay?
A little hair of the dog for him. I was like, that's pretty good. I'll take the hangover omelet.
It's coming out of the little baby mouth.
It's like, oh, man. You'll learn what that is. You're going into high school now. You'll probably learn at some point.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, had a really good good day, good morning yesterday. So thank you again, and I promise I won't take any more time off until July, okay?
You better not. You are definitely missed around here.
Well, thank you. That's
very
kind. Thank you for filling in. You guys are rock stars.
It is hard to be on your side of things.
There's a lot going on over here, huh?
So much going on, and it just, like, you forget how intense that side of things are. So welcome back, Jeremy. We definitely miss you.
With open arms, yeah.
We miss you. I like to sit over
here. Did you screw up a lot yesterday?
I don't think I did. No, like,
okay, good.
I don't know. The boss said a few things, but I wasn't really listening.
You know, it's part of his gig. He's got to say something.
That's what I thought. I was like, I'm going to let you talk. I'm gonna let you talk.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We should do five movie monsters at some point. Dracula.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Make a note. All right, it's time to play Fast Five. So pick up your germ infested phone and give us a call. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios. We'll get you on the air, get to know you a little bit, and then I'll toss a category at you and start that annoying 10-second timer. And within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. Always looking for the newbies, people who have never, ever, ever played before. If you've played like 10 times, maybe sit back today and let some new folks try to get on the air, because this is a very, very popular segment. 303-691-1649. Katie, give us some examples of ones we've done in the past.
Yeah, because you are all over the place when it comes to what you ask. You could just throw out, hey, name five Mountain Dew flavors or five different chess pieces, right? Ooh. Smarty Pants question. The one that won it yesterday, five reasons that you'd go to the dentist. You better believe cavity was in there.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And I just have a crush on my dentist.
I was going to say, try to pick up a guy, maybe?
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, they make a lot of money.
There you go. Get you a dentist, Katie.
Yeah. Yes, you never know what you're going to ask.
You
that's
really don't.
The name of the game.
Five places Katie can meet a man.
Hey, that's a good one. Write it down.
Make it
out. Write it down.
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Now, listen, if you get placed on hold, do not hang up. I see a few of you hanging up immediately as you get placed on hold. Don't do that. That means you're in. And hang tight. What are we playing for today?
You have a heck of a prize. We've got some concert tickets for you as Alex Warren is going to be at Red Rocks. This is coming up June 2nd. So you will be at the best venue on the planet to watch him if you can win Fast Five today.
There you go, guys. 303-691-1649. And yeah, Katie's right. Good luck. Hi, Maria. Who are you talking to?
Sorry. I was talking to my son, Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi,
Maria. You got some continuations going on, I see on the screen.
Yeah, I'm going to his continuation later on this morning.
Oh, good. Where's he headed? Middle school, high school?
He's headed to middle school.
Oh, it's time, huh? It is time. That's where my daughter's headed off to, the whole middle school adventure. I will say, worst few years of my life. But my son just completed middle school, and he absolutely adored it.
Okay.
Loved it. It was a fantastic experience. So good luck to your little man, too.
Oh, thank you.
You going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry. I hope not.
Listen, not this one.
You sound tough now, but in the moment, you're going to cry.
I already have two older ones that are in high school, so I hope I'm not crying for this last one.
Oh, that's right. I guess you don't have the feels anymore.
Oh, but it's the last one. It's
nah, she's dead inside now.
Okay, never mind. You're good, Maria. You're good.
Let's go. Let's get it
over. I'm just like, oh, my God, he's going to be a teenager now.
This is definitely where they start getting that attitude, though, huh? Like right before middle school.
Yeah.
Yep.
Funny.
All right, my friend Maria, are you familiar with Madonna? 10 seconds. I need 5 Madonna songs. Go.
You gave me a hard one. I don't listen to Madonna, so
what?
I'm so sorry.
She's an icon.
Not a one?
Nothing, huh?
Like a prayer?
Like a virgin? Material girl?
Oh my gosh.
Holiday.
I know names of songs, but I don't know who sings it.
Oh, man.
My favorite is this one.
Oh,
do
yeah.
I lose my man card if I love Borderline so much?
Borderline's one of her good ones.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh,
that's
no,
one
I haven't heard
songs.
That one,
no,
but I heard Like a Virgin. Okay.
I bet you have. I bet.
Bye,
all right,
Maria.
Bye, Maria.
Do you remember Weird Al's Like a Surgeon?
Oh, yeah.
That was a much better song, I think.
Oh, who do we got? It looks like... You guys keep hanging up. Stop hanging up. All right, here's Bridget. Hi, Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you doing today?
Dropped my daughter off her last day of 8th grade and going to my twins' 5th grade continuation.
There you go. Oh, mom on duty.
A few milestones, too.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to cry?
I am going to probably be the ugly, bawling mom.
No.
It's going to be bad.
I saw a few of those yesterday. luckily, I kept my sunglasses on and ours were outside, so they couldn't see me.
That's my plan, and no mascara.
Yeah, same. I left all my mascara off.
Yeah. It's making...
Good for you.
Yeah. I contemplated the waterproof mascara, but I was like, no, I'm just going to go mascara-free
today.
That's
just not good. Good choice.
Yeah, it's hard to get off, you know?
Yeah, it's a bummer.
All right, what do I have for you? All right, 10 seconds. Give me 5 men or women named Alex. Go.
Alex Warren. Alex
yes.
Trebek.
Yes.
Alex.
Come on.
Alex. Cooper, Alex Earl.
Oh, you got
it.
That was so close.
Alexander the Great.
Oh, man.
Oh, so close,
Bridget.
You guys
gave me this one before, too. I should have.
I know. I was going to say, I've used this one a couple times. So there you go.
It's okay. I just love calling. So all good. Have a good day, guys.
You too, Bridget. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks. Have fun at the continuation.
A couple open lines, 303-691-1649. If you'd like to play Fast Five, here's Parker. Hi, Parker.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you, buddy. What you got going on this weekend? Anything fun?
It's a pool weekend for me. Just going to go swimming.
Oh, are you? Good.
Oh, it's the best weekend.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be pretty nice, isn't it,
perfect
Katie?
Weather. Mid-70s, sunny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, pool weather for sure.
Get that pasty white skin out at the pool, Parker.
That'd be nice. Yeah, I know.
Yucky. All right. Your letter is S, like salamander. I need 5 things people would traditionally collect starting with the letter S.
Go.
Sports cards.
Yep.
Spoons. slip and slide.
No.
Slides. sunglasses. And
Maybe sunglasses. I'm not going to accept slip and slides, though.
I like spoons, though.
Spoons, yeah. My mom had a little spoon collection
growing
up.
From every state, right?
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to take slides and slip and slide, but good job, Parker. You were close. You got three, buddy.
All right. Well, thank you again. I'll try next
all right. Okay. See you, dude.
Bye, Parker. Bye. Have fun at the pool.
Oh, we got Kevin's been holding the longest. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Hey, last day of school for your kiddos, too, I see.
Yep, last day of school, so we might be late so they can hear us.
That's all right. It's last day. They're not doing anything but watching movies and playing grab ass.
What's going to happen to them on the last day anyway?
Yeah, right?
So you're a little late.
Send me to the detention.
What's that? I'm sorry?
What are your kids' names?
I got Hayden, Bria, and baby Maisie in the back.
Little baby Maisie.
Hi, right. Kids.
Well, no help from baby Maisie, okay? Yeah. No cheating.
She's a chatterbox, so we'll see.
We literally had a baby, like a baby, staring at us at breakfast yesterday, and it was so unsettling. At the table next to us, they kept holding it, you know, and it was just staring at me.
Staring you down,
and I was
right?
Like, what, baby? What?
Come at me,
baby. Why don't you come at me, baby? You got a problem, baby? You gonna bring it right here at breakfast?
I bet baby Maisie could take you, though.
That baby was annoying, though, Kevin.
She could throw some stuff, so you gotta...
Okay. Yeah, that's how I felt like this baby was. This baby was ready to throw down. My wife had to hold me back, Kevin.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Careful.
Isn't that like
on the baby.
Isn't that unsettling, though, when the baby's like staring at you
especially
and it won't stop?
Especially if they don't smile.
And it's just sitting there drooling like an idiot.
When they look at you and smile and you smile back and you make funny faces, then it's a thing. No. But if they're just staring you down,
that
it's
baby
like,
was wanting to throw arms, right? Man. All right. Your letter is K, like Kevin, all right?
Okay.
10 seconds. Give me 5 words with a silent K at the beginning. Go.
No.
Yep.
Now.
Yep.
Tight. Or no, that's not a word. Knit.
You got three.
You were close, though.
That's right. Good job, Dad. Oh, Kevin, we love it when the families call in. That's why we do this. You guys have a great weekend. All right, bud?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, later, dude.
Bye. Have a good day at school, kids.
Hi, Willie. Will.
Willie?
Yeah. Can I just call you Willie?
My grandparents call me Willie, man.
That's why you got like, wait a minute.
It's more fun than Will.
Well, hey, I mean, I got my German festive phone here anyway, so I'm ready to go.
All right, you ready? Are you short? Because I'd call you Little Willie.
No.
Oh, man. No, I'm just over 6 foot, believe it or not.
Okay, good. So you can be Big Willie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, well, yeah.
Maybe not you say that, Jeremy.
No, right. From here on out, you are Big Willie.
Let's say this. I'd like to be. How about that?
Free Willie. Yay.
You would like to be. That's the light of the day, my friend. Very good. Very, very good. All right. I'm running out of questions. What do I got? Oh, God. Give me any 5 characters from Star Wars. Go.
Oh, man. I'm not a huge Star Wars buff.
Come on.
Han Solo, Leia, Vader, Yoda, and Luke Skywalker.
Okay, there you go.
Did you Google that?
No, dude. Those are the big ones.
That was a big one.
Did you Google it, Big Willie?
I don't think he did. I like truthfully, I don't think he did.
Are you sure, Medium Willie?
You're so funny.
He's just getting
Are
to
you
now.
Are you sure, Mediocre Willie? All right, Willie. Will, are you ready?
Sir, I'm ready.
I need you to do one thing for me. Do you know what it is?
Okay. I don't, actually.
I need you to say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
Jeremy? Jeremy, play the Woody Wind
sound. Okay, you're corrected.
Big Willie for the win. Yeah.
Let's go, Willie. Good job, man.
Oh, Will, thank you for having fun with us. And congratulations. You're going to go see Alex Warren at Red Rocks. This is a hot, hot ticket, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm excited. I appreciate you guys.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you. You did all the hard work. Thank you for having us on and for calling in. I'm going to put you on hold now, and we're going to come back and tell you how to get those concert tickets, all right?
Sounds great.
Have a great weekend. And that's how it's done. We will play Fast Five again on Monday morning. Yeah, Monday. We got to actually work this Monday. Darn it. That'll be with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100. Thanks to all of our families for listening this morning. We appreciate you guys so much.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Story out this morning talking about the biggest signs that you've made it in life. Oh, I have made it. Oh, there's like a whole top 15 list here. A high-end watch made the list. Although I got my vintage Casio, it makes me feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Luxury handbags. I know a lot of ladies like to flaunt those. The latest iPhone.
Okay.
Which I'm surprised you guys haven't noticed. I got the 17 here.
Oh, my God. I didn't notice that.
I
got to
ask you, is that green color kind of girly? I went with the green.
No, I like the green.
I can't see colors.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I like green, and I had a Ninja Turtle background on it yesterday. It looked pretty solid. But, yeah, I got the latest phone.
I love it.
I am so in the phase right now when you get a new phone, you're like, you put it down gentle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just carefully slide it into your pocket. Scratches. You put it in the cup holder very carefully. Or my last one, I'm like chucking it. I forgot it up in our bedroom the other day, and I was downstairs, and Nicole was upstairs, and we've got like a balcony. I was like, toss me down my phone. And it was like, you know, whoa.
You didn't even catch it. So.
So, I got the new iPhone. It feels pretty fancy.
Nice.
So that's going on. Designer shoes. An indoor sauna at home. Enjoy your mold problem. Walk-in closets made the list.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know you've made it when you have a walk-in closet.
Yeah.
A outdoor pizza oven. Those are so pretentious.
Yeah, all those.
They're so pretentious.
High-quality toilet paper, is that on the list? You get the squeezable, fluffy kind.
I'm sorry, you're right. That didn't make the list.
Yeah, none of that one-ply.
No, but the outdoor pizza oven's on there. You guys want to come over and make pizza out on the patio? No, I'd like to throw punch you, though.
Yeah.
And then down on the list was designer cologne. And this kind of gave me the giggles because my kids are in that phase right now. They had just their continuation yesterday, and my son came down, and he was just drenched in cologne.
Oh.
I was like, dude, one spray, buddy.
Yes,
that's all you need.
It's so funny. At that age, I just gave my best friend's little daughter, she's about to be 13, a huge hug, and when I backed away from her, I could still smell Bath and Body Works all over her. And I just, in the moment, I was like, whoa, that's a strong stench. But I also was very like, I am so glad that that was passed down to the next generation. Because there was a time when I bathed in cucumber and melon.
Oh, you should bring that back.
You know? So it's like,
now you smell like Buffalo Wild Wings.
And I remember when little baby Nana, when she was in that phase, and she would just douse herself in whatever Bath and Body Works spray was popular at the time. And now we have it again. Like, this is something that continues
back
with the children. I love it.
For Easter, I know my daughter got like a whole bunch of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All the spray. And there's like a foam thing now that they can use in the shower.
Oh, yes. There's so many things.
Some sort of gel thing. I don't know what the hell she got. But
your whole top floor probably smells like floral something.
It's
like,
constantly something being sprayed between my daughter, and then Knick Knack is still big on the body sprays, which I'm all for. She smells great. And then, now my son spritzing his, I don't even know what he's got. It's like,
Axe?
No, it's, I wish it was
Axe. Say, like, that's,
it's some sort of, some generic that my mother-in-law gave him for like a birthday. It's something like ocean douche or something.
No.
I don't know what it's called.
Not ocean douche. Oh.
Got a little of that OD on me today.
Sorry about that. No, ocean breeze or
there we go.
Stanky ocean.
Okay.
That was your first thought, huh? What?
Ocean something.
Yeah, ocean something. Generic, like you'd pick up at like a CVS or something. I don't know.
That's exactly what a wave smells like.
Yes,
yes, exactly.
Crashing over each other.
I mean, he smells fresh, so.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
there
you
it
said
is,
what he
right?
smells like.
Yeah.
All right. I'm embarrassed now. So.
All right.
We're just going to take a minute. Apologies for all the children listening. Sorry about that. I changed my mind. I want to just get into this. Let's get into this because I love when we do this kind of stuff where we send out the good vibes, the good mojo to everybody in town. We do the segment at the end of the month, every month, the final show of the month, where we have you guys call in and tell us about the little wins from the month. Something that good happened to you, something you want to brag about, anything positive and uplifting. I think we need it. Everybody's so down in the dumps all the time, complaining about prices and gas and my mother-in-law, blah, blah. So this is your time to shine. I want you to call in and tell us about some of the joy that happened to you over the past 29 days, the best part of May for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's our number. We'd love it if you joined us. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. And I mentioned it a little bit ago. This doesn't have to be something huge. Like, I made, partner, you know,
exactly.
My law firm.
We bought a house. Like, it doesn't have to be on that level, right?
No, yeah. Maybe picked up a sweet pair of kicks, you know?
Exactly.
Got some new Vans that I love.
Maybe your kid left you alone for the whole day.
That's a huge win.
That's
for
a massive
month.
Win.
That's
you know?
A big
Got
win.
A new cell phone, you know? Yeah.
But this only works if you guys call in. If nobody calls in, then we're just going to move on and be sad and complain about gas prices.
I don't want to be sad.
We don't want to complain.
No.
Let's have some fun. Let's bring some joy. That's what this show is all about. We're very family-focused, family-oriented. Although I did say douche a minute ago,
it's
so
okay.
I apologize for that.
It's okay.
That kind of was the best part of my May right there. No, but seriously, guys, let's call in. Let's spread some love. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What was your little win from the past 29 days? Here's Julia. Hi, Julia.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Tell us about your little win.
Well, my little win was today. I got gas for $3.85.
No, you didn't. What? Did you travel back in time to do that?
How'd
you do that?
Yes, it is. No. Oh, gosh, no. And it's over on 120th Avenue.
Okay.
Don't give it away.
I know. You keep that
secret
to yourself.
Well, I'm not
going
to give all of it away. If somebody really wants to go find it, they're going to have to start from the I-25 and head east.
All right. Get on the I-25, you guys.
$3.85.
Was this gas points or just this was just the price? You didn't have gas rewards or anything like that?
Nothing.
Wow. Look at you.
I have nothing. So, you know what? This month has been a great month, though, because my husband had neck surgery and everything went great. We had a friend who was in a car accident, but he didn't get hurt at all. I mean, it's just been a great month.
Julia,
when you look at it.
Why didn't you start with all that?
And I love how you took things that happened to you guys, but you're looking at the positive. Like,
your husband can now look around.
You know? Yeah.
We always tell people as we're getting older, we don't have bad days.
Yeah.
So other people have bad days. We don't. We go, you know what? We've been through all that stuff already, and the little things don't bother us anymore.
That's a good mindset.
Yes.
Good mindset, Julia. Well, thank you for being our first caller, and congrats on those gas prices. And congrats to the Hubs.
I know, all of that.
He can feel his neck again.
I'm glad your friend's okay.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi.
Hey, you. What was your little win from the month?
My son got a kidney transplant.
Hey! That's a big win.
Come on.
Wow. Do you know who the donor was?
No.
No? Okay. I was gonna say, that's one of those things where you go thank them if they're still around or go thank the family, you know?
Yeah. And your son's doing okay, though? Like, he took it okay and everything's okay right
now?
Oh,
yeah. He's doing great.
That's good.
Love it.
Yay,
absolutely love it.
That's really good to hear.
Thank you, Mary Beth. That's a solid second call. What was your little win from the past month? We would love to talk to you guys. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be something small. But phone lines are open. We're spreading the love, spreading the joy this morning. 303-691-1649. Hi, Ed.
What's up?
You're up, buddy.
What was
your win?
I was going to say, while I could give a whole TED talk about how awful my mother-in-law is,
I beat you. I'll beat you.
I don't think so, but I've got a few. So my son got his braces off last week, and he's been smiling so much. I haven't seen that kid smile in
love it
a couple of years. He's 15 now, and so he's just grumpy all the time.
Yeah, but now he can eat gummy bears and popcorn. No
Yay!
Problem.
Yeah, they even gave him a whole thing of gummy bears when he left. So awesome.
I love that they do that. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's a big win.
And I took my daughter to the fan expo yesterday. Same thing. She usually has RBF 100% of the time, and she found all these things that she was loving. And
then
last week I went to that Empire Strips Back thing. It's so much fun. If you guys are getting the ads for it, I recommend going.
I made the mistake of accidentally clicking on one of those, and now that's all I'm getting on my Facebook feed is the Empire Strips
Back. Well,
that
just means you gotta go.
I kind of want to go. I think that would be kind of a fun date night.
It is. It's like you're laughing nonstop. My stomach and cheeks hurt from laughing so
Which
much.
Which cheeks?
So.
I mean,
all of them.
I saw some of the videos. There's a lot of cheeks.
There are a lot of cheeks.
Yeah, buddy.
Like a fun field trip. I'm there.
And right? Absolutely fantastic. You had an awesome month, buddy.
Right.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
And cheers to June. Katie, say hi to Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Well, I see it. You spell it the same way, too, K-A-T-Y, which is the right way.
Yes, I do.
Okay, getting that out of the way.
What was your little win from the month?
All right. Well, a couple of things. One, my roommate's having surgery on her knee today, and I hope everything goes good. So prayers, shout out to Heather. And
get it, Heather, get it.
every month, everyone struggles with bills. And so I've just been giving my friends opportunities to get work. And my boss is amazing and is really supportive. So getting that taken care of. And then I get to go home to my 2.5-year-old and spend time with him. And it's just such a great feeling. And I just want to tell everybody, remind everybody to pay it forward, because that's how the world goes round.
Oh, you're making a smile.
I love that, Katie. Yes.
Do you want to give your boss and your business a shout out?
Yeah, Rick Taylor from Restoration.
Right on, Rick Taylor.
What up, Rick?
What up, Rick?
Oh, you go give that little baby a hug, too. That probably makes you smile more than anything, that little 2.5-year-old.
Absolutely.
Katie, it sounds like you had a great month. Thank you for calling in and sharing with the rest of Denver.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend.
Bye, Katie.
So sweet. Hi, Cassidy.
Hello. Good morning.
Well,
top of the morning to you. What was your win from the month?
So I got a few small ones. So at the beginning of the month, and this is kind of accumulation of working out, but I discovered I had lost 6 pounds and also cut down, body fat percentage.
So you're not thick anymore.
You're less thick.
I'm feeling great, and I guess my other small win is work has been really, really good, Ubering, and I've really trimmed down the credit card debt, which is always kind of a silver lining type of positivity, but
that is huge. That's hard to do, Cassidy. Nowadays, that's so awesome.
Right. Despite the price of gas, I've been doing well Ubering, type of thing, which is, always a relief.
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy. It sounds like you're having less snacks in the car, too, when you're driving around.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I got to ask you, though, what's your snack weakness? What's the one snack you always have to have?
Cookies, for
sure.
Cookie monster, aren't you?
My sister buys, the peanut butter, and, she has these new, protein ones that they have at Costco, and they're just sitting there on, the island in the kitchen, so it's just like,
don't be fooled
easy,
when
there's right?
Don't be fooled just because they say protein. They're still a cookie, buddy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cassidy, thank you for the call. Solid
That's
month
a
for
one.
That guy. He's
That's
not that thick
one.
Anymore.
Yay, Cassidy!
Let's do Olivia. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Hi!
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. What was
How are
your?
You?
Well, we're super dupes.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
was your little win from the month?
I graduated high school.
Hey!
Yeah.
That's a really big deal, Olivia. Hats off to you. Literally.
What high school?
I graduated in Strasburg. It's like out east. It's really far.
I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's one of my favorite high schools. So that's good.
Yeah.
Well done. So, what are you doing now? Where are you gonna go? College or job or what?
I have a job. I work at like a daycare.
All right. Well, congratulations on graduating high school.
Thank you.
Great job, Olivia.
Thanks for calling in. Have a good weekend. All right, Josh is insistent. He's insistent that I do number line one here. Hi, Cameron.
Hi.
Hi. What was your little win from the month?
I'm getting my job at Vitalant.
Hey, the blood people.
Okay. We love you guys.
I'm doing something with Vitalant in September. I'm doing another one of my pint for pint blood drives where you go in and you donate a pint of blood and you get a pint of beer that you can have at a later time, Cameron.
I'm not really a beer drinker.
Oh.
Well, it's not for you. You got to draw the blood. What are you doing at Vitalant? Yeah.
I'm a hospital distribution technician.
I thought so. I could hear it in your voice.
Yeah. Sounds like the career for you.
Well, congratulations on the new gig, buddy.
Yeah. Tell Brooke we said
hi.
We love her there.
All right. Yay. Katie, what was your little win for the month?
Oh, my little win was a present that I got from the baby Nana. She went to the Dominican Republic recently and brought me a necklace that is gorgeous. You can see it's my favorite color. It's like a turquoise color, and it's just a little like teardrop necklace. It's so perfect for me. It's like
looks like something she picked up at a gas station or something.
No, it's not. It's actually the Dominican Republic. They are known for this specific stone. Like they are. It's called Larimer, and it's only made there in the Dominican Republic. And so, yeah, she picked it up for me, and it's my favorite thing. I wear it with everything. So that was my win.
As an observationalist, I would say I observed this month that you were very stressed with baby Nana being that far away, and for her to do that and be back safely is probably a big win for you.
I like that too. Yeah. Yes, another win.
That beats the necklace.
Win-win for Katie.
Josh, what's your little win?
Oh, I had a bunch of fun times this month, but probably the one that stands out the most was going to see that Star Wars symphony and watch them play live.
That was
unbelievably fun and very memorable for me, so that was a good time.
Aww. Yeah.
You know what mine is?
What was yours?
It wasn't yesterday.
No.
Anyway, what was it?
New carpet.
Hey. That's huge.
You've been waiting for that for months.
I got a new carpet in my basement. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, total dad move here. That is the best thing ever.
Well, and it completes your man cave, right?
It completes the basement, and it's so soft and squishy, and the smell of all those chemicals coming off the carpet.
It's the best.
So good.
Gets you a little high, too.
Not going to lie, I've laid on the floor, and I've huffed my carpet this month.
Well, shout out to you, month of May.
Shout out to my carpet. Thank you guys for all the calls and comments. We'll do it again next month at the end of June with JKJ.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, just a heads up, if you're heading downtown this weekend, it's going to be stupid busy downtown. The Denver Fan Expo is happening. It's the biggest pop culture celebration down at the Colorado Convention Center. We're going to be down there. We're going to pop in tomorrow, and I think Josh is going to be there on Sunday, too. So
yeah, I'm a nerd.
We'll check out all the dorky stuff down there. So on top of that, Morgan Wallen is in town at Empower Field. The Outside Days Festival is going on at the Auraria campus, which is a big concert event going on.
Yeah, Death Cab for Cutie is going to be there. Like, so many good
And then
bands.
The Giants are in town playing the Rockies. It's going to be a great weekend to own a parking lot downtown.
Yeah, right? You're
going to
make so
smart.
Much money.
Yeah. Are you going to the Country Boys concert too, Josh?
Yes, I'm going to be down there tonight. If you see me, come say hi. I love Morgan Wallen. I love his music. And the biggest thing that I'm more excited for, Brooks and Dunn are opening up for him.
Yeehaw.
Jeremy.
I love Brooks and Dunn.
I know.
Neon love them. Moon! Oh, I'm going to film it tonight for you, buddy. I'm going to film it. It's going to be so great. I've never seen him live before, so I'm excited.
If all this sounds like too much of a headache, I do want to let you know if you want to make your way out to Fruta this weekend, they are celebrating the Mike the Headless Chicken Festival as well, which has been going on for more than 2 decades.
That's where you need to go.
And that actually looks like a hell of a time.
Do you know the story about that, where they actually chopped the chicken's head off and it lived and went on tour? Not only
for
did
how
it
long?
Live, but it went on tour for years, I think, is what it said. A couple different years it went on
how
tour and
possible?
Then it just started this fest. I guess where they cut it, it didn't sever the part that keeps it alive. So,
but did it eat?
I don't know. I think it's bottle fed maybe with an eyedropper.
Oh, my goodness.
I really think that's what happened.
We make the stop in Fruta to take a picture from time to time with the Mike the Headless Chicken statue that's there.
It's so perfect.
You kind of have to. It's a Colorado thing.
It absolutely is. Yeah.
And they got a solid Einstein's Bagels out there as well.
Ooh, yeah. So. He lived without a head for 18 months.
What?
Yeah. I know. It was a long time. Like, I know
it's a
they
big
went,
deal.
He went out and, like, celebrated
poor
his
Mike.
Headless self.
Nah, he was fine. He was fine.
The statue is something amazing, though, because it's all metal.
It's really neat.
It's a really neat statue. If you ever make your way to Fruta, you have to go see it.
God,
so.
The festival. Where is it?
It's in Fruta.
Got,
it's downtown
a 5K Fruta. Race, a car show, all sorts of bands.
It is a big
food
deal.
Food vendors.
So when I worked for the radio stations out there, I mean, it's an event. I emceed it. Like, it's a whole couple days worth of just partying. Like,
well, you'll
insane.
Go to anything with food vendor in the title. Duh. Well, let's dive into all the local stuff. What's going on with these water snitches, Katie?
Okay, yeah, because Denver Water is making the news, and the Denverite was the first to report it here. They want you to tell on your neighbor for overwatering this summer. I know. Yeah, it's pretty hilarious, actually, because there's a form on their website that you fill out to do so, and it's not an easy form to find. Like, you have to go to Denver Water's website. You got to scroll down. You got to hit a button. You got to scroll to another page. Like, it takes a second to navigate to the actual form.
That's a dedicated Karen right
that
there.
That is a dedicated Karen, and that's what's so funny is over 800 submissions since they started it just earlier this week.
Who's
so
doing that?
Exactly. Many of people have found a way to find this form and tell on their neighbors, and that's exactly what it is, because we know with this whole watering restrictions, there's certain times that certain places
Listen, we
get
it,
to water.
Right?
Exactly.
We're in a drought, conserve
yes,
water,
we
understand. We
understand.
But with
but,
that many, I feel like that's a neighbor's vendetta type thing.
Absolutely.
That's a neighbor mad at a neighbor.
That's absolutely it.
That's a busybody, probably.
It's so funny, though, which is the thing. You can still
snitches
call
get
to report
stitches,
it.
Though.
But yeah, snitches get stitches. It's what I was always taught. I'm not trying to tell on anybody, but you know, if you are, I guess, in the neighborhood of someone who's just watering like crazy.
Like, if it's consistent, you know, and you're noticing it, I can see snitching. But if it's like a one-time thing.
The fact that Denver Water came out and like publicized this, though, like, please tell on your
people
neighbor.
Are be...
Like, they are not playing around this summer. So it's
I
just
can't believe Ron
hilarious.
Has his water. At
I
the
know.
End of the street again.
We
oh
better.
My God, honey, where's that flyer
yes.
with the emails and the links?
We better do something about it.
We
got to
report him immediately.
But here's the thing. They're banking on the fact that you want to tell on your neighbor, and it's working. So
what is the fine? Do you know what the fine is?
Yeah, it kind of fluctuates, right? I believe it's like 200 something after a while.
Oh, see, that's a way to
yeah,
get at your neighbor that
exactly.
you don't like.
Yeah. So, I mean, it goes up significantly after you've been hit a few times.
Watering
but,
starts at 6 yeah. o'clock at night and after, and Ron had it on at 5:45.
You're watering outside your window.
Where's
that's
that
it.
Link from Denver Water? I'm reporting him. I hate him and his family.
See, and again,
his wife is the worst,
on
too.
The fact that that's exactly what you're thinking, so...
Their
there
dog is constantly barking as well. Can I report that, too?
There's not a form for that, Karen. Sorry. You're going to have to just do it the old-fashioned
I think
way.
His wife is cheating on him, too. Is there a form for that? And the children are on the trampoline
you know
at all hours of the night. Can I report that, too?
It's the Next Door app. Yes, you can. Go put it on there. Go tell them all about
and
it.
And their vehicle is so loud when they start it. Where can I report that?
That may not be their fault, though.
Oh, and their paint is fading. What's the number to the HOA?
Okay. You know what we can all gripe about, though? DIA.
That the Trinity
tunnels.
Report is so slow.
Okay.
Or so short, I mean.
Yes, it is short. Yes, it is short.
I'm sorry, we have to end it. It's 8:50.
Right there? Oh, okay, we're done. Yeah, naughty neighbors, tell
the
on your neighbors.
The mile-high hype is so short. Yeah. Who can I report that to?
Big Rob.
There we go.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It is time to get our crush on, and it looks like delightful Jessica made her way through. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Well, good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning.
You get to play Katie Crush. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Jess, like you just said. I'm a mom of three. They're all in the car cheering me on right now. And I just started summer break today. I'm a teacher. We're heading to the beach tomorrow.
Oh, yay! Wow. Beach day!
Well, what beach? Chatfield?
Pensacola.
Oh, Pensacola.
Pensacola.
Oh, an actual beach.
Real beach.
That's way better than Chatfield. For sure. Give your kiddos a shout out.
I got Ella in the car. She's on her way to a golf tournament. I got Lucy, who I'm dropping up at swim team. And then I have my 3-year-old Rhett in the car.
Right on.
It starts already, huh?
Come on, dude.
Wow.
Well, Jess, let's see if you can walk away with a prize today. I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up all the rules. Katie, would you like to say anything to Jess?
Oh, my gosh. Just your day-to-day is super impressive. I feel like you got this, girl, so good luck.
I sure hope so. Okay. Thank you.
You're
Jessica,
welcome.
Tell Katie to leave the studio.
Leave the studio?
Yeah, get out of here. So what happens, Jess, right, is she goes into a room that's soundproof where she can't hear anything. I come up with their questions so there's no cheating. And I'm making sure she's getting in there. We'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in. So
okay.
Let's get her done. All right, Jess. This online auction site launched in 1995 and started online shopping as we know it. What was the site?
eBay.
All right. Second question. What was the name of Harry Potter's owl?
Hedwig.
Third question. Garfield has a dog who's kind of his friend. What was the dog's name?
Otis.
Otis?
Otis, yeah.
All right. You're not cheating, are you?
Never.
Okay. Fourth question. What color is the viral dumpling that'll win you $1,000 shopping spree from Five Below?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God.
Pink?
All right. And your fifth and final question for the crush. What 2023 movie became the highest grossing film directed by a woman?
Barbie.
All right. I'm going to wave Katie in. Your kids are into this, aren't they?
Yes, they are. When you're 3, you're into everything.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi.
Which one is that? Ella, Lucy?
That's the 3-year-old, Rhett.
Oh, Rhett.
Well, yeah. Well, you tell that kid to shut up so we can play. All right, here is Katie. You're back in here. Hi.
Hi.
You ready?
I am
focused?
Ready.
Are you in the zone?
So ready.
All right, this online auction site launched in 1995 and started the online shopping craze as we know it. What was the site?
Did Amazon launch in 95? Amazon?
Is that what you're going with?
I can't, yeah. Oh.
We're looking for eBay. Jessica said eBay.
Man, the Zon got
yes.
me.
Yes.
The Zon. What's the name of Harry Potter's owl?
Hedwig.
Guess what? Jessica said that too.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh. You ladies know owls,
Jessica.
Don't you?
Jessica.
I know my Harry Potter.
Exactly. Hogwarts fans all day. Okay.
Garfield has a dog who's kind of his friend, I guess. What's the dog's name?
Dog's name is Odie.
Sadly, Jessica said Otis.
Oh, I mean, that's his government name. Like you, that's his full government name.
Oh, wait, hold on. Did you hear that? It was not Otis. It's Odie.
Right. Okay.
It's Milo's best friend.
What color is the viral dumpling that wins you, I think it's like $1,000 shopping spree from Five Below?
Oh, is that the glitter dumpling thing everyone's looking for? Right? Glitter? Is that a color?
Going with glitter?
Sliver or silver? Glitter?
No. And Jessica said pink. I'm looking for gold.
Oh, the gold dumpling.
Gold.
That's right.
You're a gold dumpling.
Yes, I've heard about this thing.
Did you know Katie's our little dumpling on the show, Jessica?
Yeah, yeah. I'm filled with
I've
soup.
Heard that, yes.
Yeah, she's a dumpling. What 2023 movie became the highest grossing film directed by a lady?
2023. I don't know. Oh, is that Barbie? Okay.
Jessica, right. You also said Barbie.
Hey, look at us go, Jessica.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You both got 3 right today. Ties go to Katie, right?
Oh. Yeah.
I'll turn that down. I'm in a good mood.
Good. Jessica's a busy mom. You hear all the stuff she has to do already?
Exactly. You reeled off the three kiddos in the car, and you're a busy mom. And like I said, I'm in a good mood. I'm going to give you the prize today, Jessica.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Just because it's Friday, and I'm feeling good, and I like you.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of Katie winning.
I love it. Thank you.
Mostly because I'm just tired of Katie winning.
Yeah, that last part's probably accurate.
Jessica, thank you for taking the time and being brave and calling in. What's going to happen now is I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh will come back and tell you how to get your prize.
Thank you guys so much. Happy Friday.
Thanks, you as well, too. Jess. Bye, kiddos.
Safe travels. We will play Katie Crush again on Monday morning right around 9:20, and we'll see if I'm in a good mood then as well.